Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a podcast from The Bugle.
Give a man a fish these days and he'll look at you pretty weird. Is it his birthday? Bad present. Is it not his birthday? He'll assume he's on a prank show. Just don't give a man a fish unless he's asked you for a fish, and even then, you'd probably better be a fishmonger. Moreover, what's the deal with giving a man a fish anyway? Is it a thought experiment or a real experiment? What's your control or placebo? Are there men who think they're being given a fish but aren't? I'll tell you what's better than a fish if what you want is podcast satirical news content with none of the politics. The Gargle. The Sonic glossy magazine to the Bugle's audio newspaper for visual world. This is The Gargle. All of the fun, none of the guns. I'm your host, Alice Fraser. Your guest editors for this week are Alison Spittle and Neil Delamere. Welcome to the show.
Woo! Delighted to be on. It's like the downstairs of the Titanic this episode.
that's what I would call a nightclub if I was ever opening a nightclub. You and me, Alison, are going into partnership. Yeah. Downstairs of the Titanic.
Titanic. There'll be a Kaylee. There'll be nothing else.
Well, actually, you're a great guest, Neil, because you've recently become famous on the television.
Yes, I have. I like the way you said that, as if I had just recently released my first gramophone record. Indeed, the wax cylinders are flying out the door. The vicarage has been overcome with telephone calls from all around the empire. I'm doing a thing called Dancing with the Stars, Strictly, as it would be called in the UK. So it is incredible fun at the moment.
What's your new nickname, Neil? King of the Paso Doble?
that King of the Paso Doble is a suite. That's a VIP area in downstairs at the Titanic.
Well, you're right.
I told my mother-in-law and I thought she'd be really excited. And she looked at me with like cold, dead eyes of a shark and went,
yeah.
Do not have an affair.
Yes, I was thinking that, Neil, because I really love your wife. So, like,
well, that's something we have in common, thank God. And I said to my mother-in-law, I'm not going to have an affair. What she doesn't know is I've already been having an affair. So this won't make any difference whatsoever to my past tense. I am joking. I love my wife with wild abandon.
Of course. You must get asked that a lot going on. Like Dancing with the Stars, it must be like almost like a sports injury where they're like, look after your calves and your marriage.
Yeah, it's the only television show that you have that. Like if you go on the Antiques Roadshow, nobody goes, don't steal a vase. Now you know what you're like. There'll be vases in front of you. I know you love the vases you have at home, but like it'll be right there in front of you, and you'll feel good about yourself. You'll be in a different shape. Like you're going embarrassing bodies. Don't stick your finger up anybody's bottom because the doctors will be doing it. You're not an expert. Please don't.
I bet you 10 quid like the Antiques Roadshow. They're at it like rabbits. Like there's just keys going into an antique fishbowl.
Oh, yeah.
Just they're checking rings. They're seeing how old stuff is. But, you know.
They're holding other people up to the light.
Yeah. I believe this is 1975. It's in good nick.
Yeah. They're deliberately trying wild sexual positions so they can check the mark on the bottom of somebody. Yeah.
Oh, my grandmother had one of these.
Yes.
Oh, this isn't your grandmother. This is a reproduction of your grandmother. Oh.
Well, as I said, this isn't that kind of podcast. We're going to plunge into the magazine. But first, of course, let's have a look at the cover. This week, your cover model is Novak Djokovic. Unflappable on the court and off the court, the human personification of an unforced error. He's posing like a cross between Betty Boop and a young up-and-coming male comedian on a poster, one hand going whoop over his mouth while the other one is scratching the back of his head with an adorably befuddled look on his face like, me, I can't even spell dangerous misinformation, Daddy. Other headlines on the front cover include second week of the new year, new week, new you. Old last week, you was the week you. Be the strong new week you this week. Strong new you news weekly. The satirical cartoon for this week's edition is the Pope in his annual speech telling people that not having children is selfish. That's it. That's the satirical cartoon. Now let's get into the edition. Our first segment of this magazine is our fish segment. Classic glamorous magazine segment, fish segment. This first story is about the oldest fish in the world. My mum always used to say 3 days is long enough for fish or friends. But what about this old fish? Alison Spittle, you look like you've met an old fish before. Can you tell us about this story?
So this is about Methuselah the lungfish. She's the oldest fish ever in captivity. She's in the San Francisco aquarium at the time that Al Capone was in prison. So she's been in for a long stretch, a very long stretch. And she didn't even do tax avoidance. So good for her. They say that Methuselah enjoys fresh figs and doesn't like frozen ones. She knows the difference. And belly rubs as well. And she also likes to trick people and pretend that she's dead and have them mourn her. And then she'd be like, oh, I'm alive. Which sounds exactly like what I'm going to do when I retire. Just constantly pretend to be dead.
Drape yourself and enjoy some shrubbery.
Yeah, someone feed me figs, rub my belly and tell me they'll miss me when I die. Like, that's all I need in life.
That is essentially your eulogy, isn't it, Alison? She could tell the difference between fresh figs and frozen figs. And loved an old belly rub. Check the coffin because we're not sure if she's dead. You know what she's like.
Peekaboo. Then I run out.
Unfortunately, she did do tax evasion and that's where the similarities between her and Methuselah end.
I want to know about the fish's memory span because, you know, goldfish have a memory of like 2 seconds. Does Methuselah know that she's this old or does she just feel like a new but creaky fish?
That would be terrible, though, that every so often she caught her reflection in the mirror over and over again and it was a shock that she was 90 years old. We do have to say this is the oldest fish in captivity and this is a paltry cut at 90 odd years. Oldest fish in the world, Greenland sharks, 500-600 years old. Just think about that. That's a fish older than even the idea of a Protestant.
What is the fish practicing, would you say, Neil? Like, what's its...
I don't know, but I reckon a Greenland shark would have stories, wouldn't it? They would have, it's all built up coral around here now, but when I was young, this was all kelp. Kelp as far as the eyes can see.
Which isn't that far for a Greenland shark, to be fair. Not great on the vision.
Yeah, as far as I can roughly kind of feel... So this is a lungfish.
This is a lungfish.
Yeah, a lungfish. Apparently it says it's a living fossil, which I think is just a very rude way to describe Methuselah. Like, you know, she can hear. It's like to say someone's a living fossil is quite rude, I think. Yeah. But like Methuselah is a lungfish. They're in between. They have lungs, which is crazy, but they live underwater. Neil, can you explain this to me? Like, what?
Yes. They live underwater. They have a friend. They a starfish called Patrick. And they have a song. And so basically, it has a lung and it has gills. Right. Alison, it's a Toyota Prius. That's what it is. It can run off one or the other. It's been around. It's been around about 90 years. He was only Corporal Birdseye when she met him first.
Right, a young whippersnapper.
A whippersnapper. Yeah. What I was trying to figure out, apparently it's kind of like the link between amphibians and fish. So is it probably the Ray of Light album for Madonna,
right, between
like a virgin and how she is now? It was a kind of, it's a transitional period.
It's like Heidi out of Sugar Babes. Do you know what I mean? She was only meant to be temporary.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's still there hanging on.
We are calling her and they don't know.
Oh, she's a her. Come on.
Really?
Loving belly rubs, figs, and also attention. That's a woman. Like, I just imagine Methuselah with a fag in her mouth, you know, just going, like, I'm trying to think, Pollock, I haven't heard that name in years. You know, I've put our personality on her as well, like, and trauma. Like, I think Methuselah's had 4 divorces.
Sure, no, if she's a she, surely all her husbands just die. Her lungfish husbands just die.
No, that's spiders. You just swim through the sperm. That's how.
That's the title of her book, isn't it?
By the way, all of this assumes there's more than one species of fish. I'm not sure.
Really?
I personally believe there's only one species of fish. I think it's catfish are pretending to be other fish.
With like little moustaches and stuff. Just like.
I just think there's only catfish in the world and everything else is a really elaborate prank.
That's all the time we have for that fish story, because there's more fish stories in the fish section. This is the story of goldfish who have learned to drive. Neil Delamere, can you unpack this clown car of not clownfish for us?
This is the university in Israel. I think it's in Negev, which I love the fact that it's in Israel. Like the really, really clever people have just looked out the window and thought, this conflict seems intractable. Let's teach fish how to drive. So they got goldfish. And I think the justification for this is something along, I actually read the kind of abstract from the experiment, and it seemed to be navigation is important in animals. So we taught goldfish how to drive. I mean, that was pretty much it. So they put them in tanks, and basically there was a reward at some point.
Wait. This is Israel. Specifically, they put fish tanks.
Ah, yes. Right.
The American support for Israel has really, really been extensive throughout the years. We've given you lots of money for weapons, but we think maybe we need to go species down. So yes, they put them in fish tanks, and there was a reward at one part of the room, and basically they trained the fish, and the fish, if they swam in that direction, the motorized tank moved in that direction, and they could maneuver around the room. It's not that impressive because the tank is automatic. If the fish was full on changing gears, I would be very impressed with that. I don't know how they thought of this. I don't know how, like, there's two scientists going, well, I love the Fast and the Furious and he loves Finding Nemo, so we combined our passions and came up with this fish experiment. But it means that they have some sort of spatial awareness. And until you've seen, like, a carp parallel park on YouTube, they haven't lived.
Yeah, I think science has gone too far, to be honest with you. I think they haven't even really perfected boil-in-the-bag fish. So why are they making fish drive? You know, boil-in-the-bag fish is bad fish to eat. And why are you teaching them how to drive unless you know how to cook them properly in quick circumstances?
You raise a good point.
This is the beginning of a long refutation to the old adage, you know, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. The first in 8 experiments, which end with him riding up to her front door and going, "Madam."
I did read this story and go, great, now I'm jealous of a goldfish. Like, because I can't drive. And, like, you know, it's just another thing that I might have to give a hand job to once to get a lift. Is like, how do you do that with fish?
Stroke that fin. Stroke it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Alison. I like belly rubs. What do you like? That's fine about the okay, the fish can drive. But back to Alice's point about memory. They can't remember where they park. If they can ever actually drive, that 3-second memory thing, it's going to be difficult, surely, isn't it?
Oh, they're going to have a terrible time in IKEA. Like, it's just going to be loads of stressed fish flapping about in the car park.
Stress fish is a type of bookcase in IKEA.
Yes, yeah.
Your ad section now, because the alternative is facing a bleak and empty world free of commercial publicity, where no one would even think to wantonly plaster a near-nude, near-teen on a billboard the size of a building so that you can be faced with the prospect of barely veiled genitalia bigger than your own front door every day on your harmless way to your job as the social media manager of a stool-softening supplement business. You're the faceless voice of the softest feces, and that's why we do ads. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cryptocurrency, a non-distributed actual literal ledger where I just write your name in a spooky-looking leather-bound book, and then you pay me for an NFT of your own name in the spooky book. That's what that is. Have you got a business coaching business coaches? Boy, have I got a business coach for you. Buy into the infinite inspiration of BizWiz's rotating cast of ex-corporate consultants who now live in offshore tax havens and tell suckers how to be chumps for a living. For only 990 payments of $9.99, we'll do a 15-minute Zoom with your business every quarter to tell you to believe in yourself enough to tell other people to believe in themselves and maybe use a filing system. If you've got scope for hope, we've got latitude for platitudes. Have you thought about dressing for success? If you've broken down in negotiations, try taking a break and drinking half a glass of water. Sometimes the problem looks different from another point of view. With more meaninglessly inspirational one-liners than an Instagram of yoga mum yoga memes, BizWiz is the whiz your biz needs. BizWiz.
Hey!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
That's all the time we have for our ad section, because now it's time for our relationships section. Breaking news in relationships, people are having less sex. Neil Delamere, you're on Strictly / Dancing with the Stars. Can you unpack this story for us?
You're a sex correspondent.
Yes. You're trading so much, you're having less sex than ever. Please talk about that situation. Yes, so there's various surveys all across the world that suggest that people are having less sex. Mm. And they are having less sex in all ways, essentially. They are having less partnered sex. They are having, and this is the weird one, for me, most concerning finding from a comedian's point of view, there's a huge drop off in teenage masturbation.
Yes.
Now, this is one of the great comedy tropes. If teenage boys don't fiddle with themselves, what are we going to talk about? My mother-in-law is already making life difficult by being a lovely person. Like, what is next? Will they improve airline food? I have already noticed that my dog and cat have largely similar personalities. So I would be slightly worried about what way this is going. So apparently all across the world, people are having less sex. I think it's something like 50% of adolescent males now are saying that they don't masturbate. And it's something like well over 70% of adolescent females. And the thing about this is, what is going to be interesting is the advertising industry. What are they going to do? Because they use sex to sell every single product. Mm. So if we're no longer interested in sex, what is going to happen? Every perfume ad next year will have to imply that you will have something else attractive, some other attractive quality imbued into your personality by using it, like punctuality by Calvin Klein or table manners, a scent for a man or a woman. We don't know what is going to happen. The world is going to change. There's various explanations for video games, social media, and people having just less time, I suppose.
Mm. And I think that it's amazing that like posting on social media has made masturbation go down. Because I feel like reading most of my Twitter timeline, it is people just essentially wanking on about stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it does feel like that.
We need to make masturbation a TikTok craze. That's the only way it will increase.
Oh, do you want to start a new dance, Neil? I think you will get done. Like, you know, it's a very, like, that would be a very controversial way for you as a comedian to go down.
Maybe a few years ago, but I think there's people who have done that. I think I've actually, now that I say, I think if I did that, I'd be accused of not being weird, but being derivative.
Oh, it's very hack nowadays to be sexually weird.
Yes. In front of a camera.
Yeah.
I think of the amazing things is that for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, they've been trying to get young men to stop wanking. I mean, they tried cornflakes, they tried shame, and all they needed was unlimited porn and, like, complicated sexual politics.
Well, speaking as somebody who has been a teenage boy, they're still going to have the same number of erections.
Right.
Now, what are they going to do with them? Because I don't know if you know, but... like, literally, when you're a teenager, anything can set it off. A pleasant bus journey, the curvature of a sparrow's wing. I mean, at any moment, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, shapely cheese, anything at all. Anything at all. So I don't know what those poor young lads are going to do. Mm. The other weird, that weird, listen, whatever you're into yourself, but I found an odd finding was that the majority of college students, I think this is in the US, are into rough sex specifically. And
oh yeah, it's sort of roughly sex, you know, just sort of.
Yeah,
vaguely.
Right. Yeah.
It's broad.
It's always roughly.
Broad outlines.
I do it. You realize how vanilla you are though, like. I would like to see somebody go, I'm into rough sex, but it's just you and your missus dresses up in Elizabethan collars. Pigeonhole me now, motherfucker. Pigeonhole me not being a so weird euphemism.
Isn't there some sort of law on the internet that if you can think of it, they've made a porno out of it?
Yeah.
I would watch that rough, the Elizabethan porn. That would be like me watching... it'd be like watching two dogs with safety cones around their necks trying to go at it, you know? Although, sorry, I have to say one thing. Over Christmas, my sister has a dog called Rio, who was absolute relentlessly humping this Lilo and Stitch doll. And
Which was it, Lilo or Stitch?
The blue one. No, not the little girl. The blue one. I would have stopped. But he was shagging this blue doll. And you know what was weird? At one point, he stopped and he got his paw and he turned around to Teddy so the Teddy was looking at him. And then he started humping it again. And that's when I was like, this is unnatural. This needs to stop. I felt sick.
It was the eye contact that made it.
It was. Yeah. Which goes to show my
no it was the kissing that made it. when he sang her a song, that was just weird. I had a dog once who got an operation and didn't realize that would have an echo effect, so barked, and the bark in his ears because he was wearing a cone was much louder than he expected, and he scared himself. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh, that's so cute. I'm glad we've ended this on cuteness.
Yes, I'm also very glad. It's a palate cleanser for us all. Well, that is all the time that we have for our relationships section, unless any of you have any relationship advice for young people out there.
Don't
you want me, baby?
Yeah, there we go. Don't work as a waitress at a cocktail bar, you know, and then expect someone to save you, because they won't. They'll sing a song about you and be an absolute prick for the next 30 years. That's my relationship.
I mean,
advice.
It wouldn't really fit on a tea towel, Alison, but it's good advice.
It is good advice. I've got an advice tea towel for you. It says, not all good advice can fit on a tea towel. But no, whether it fits on a tea towel or not has nothing to do with how good it is as advice.
Yeah, sometimes you need nuance. And, you know, nuance doesn't fit on a tea towel.
I don't know if you've been paying attention to the world for the last 30 years, but nuance is not something we're interested in.
It's very unfashionable, isn't it? Like missionary. It's just something that we should bring back.
Turns out that's what teenage boys' erections needed, was nuance all along. It was the spine of each boner. Subtle bit of ambiguity.
Nuance. The new Calvin Klein. Smells like loads of different things. It's complicated. It won't fit on the label of the perfume bottle. Make up your own minds.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And just someone shrugging at the end. You know, like, I don't know. You don't know.
Nuance. What do you think it means?
Your review section now. Every week, our guest editors bring in something to review out of 5 stars. Neil Delamere, what have you brought in to review?
I, in an act of narcissism, I'm going to review Dancing with the Stars, Ireland.
Yes.
I'm going to give it 5 stars. It has been the most enjoyable thing I've done in ages. I dressed in, you should have seen the outfit for the first one doing the Paso Doble. I was dressed with epaulettes and sequins. I would describe as half Joan Collins, half Colonel Gaddafi. It was amazing. It was like Elton John at an Orange Order parade. It was fantastic. Some of the Latin dances are very old fashioned it's quite hard to argue against the patriarchy when your dancer says, now in this dance, the man is the matador and the woman is the cape. Not even the bull. Right? It's hard to argue against the patriarchy when there's two of you in the dance and only one of you is human. So I would suggest that they have a bit of a way to go, but it's been brilliant crack so far, I have to say. So I would give it 5 stars.
Yeah, I'd give you 5 stars, Neil. Good, do it for team comedy.
I'm doing it for team dance.
Team dance.
Yeah. Oh, I've changed since we spoke last, Alison. I am hardcore into this. Well, you see, people don't notice. I've studied the three major forms of dance. Contemporary, river and flash. So yeah, I'm all over this. I'm getting on well with my dancer. She's brilliant. She listens to her voicemails at double speed, which I think is, that's interesting, isn't it? She's so little time in her life. So I deliberately, when I ring her and leave her voicemail message, I speak at half speed to annoy her.
At least you know if you have an affair with her, it'll be over quickly.
That goes for any affair I've ever had. Or indeed, encounter. Alison, of all the men you know, would you say I am the least likely to have ever had a fake spray tan applied before Dancing with the Stars?
Genuinely, Neil, I thought you were going to say affair. And I was like, yes, Neil, you're the least likely. That's good. But spray tan as well. Yeah.
I've had one.
You've had one? Yeah. What was it like?
Well, once you're standing there in your jocks and
do you have to wear paper knickers?
No, but I do anyway.
Okay, fair enough.
She just sprays you like a kind of battered Ford Transit and you just have a chat and it's like she's tagging a wall with graffiti. I thought that, yeah, she signed her name on my bum, which I thought was weird. But it's weird because you just kind of get used to anything and you just have to surrender yourself to the whole process. But it's very enjoyable. So 5 stars from me.
Oh, beautiful. My review today, Alice, is eating pink chicken. I'm reviewing eating pink chicken. Happened to me yesterday. I went to a place that did a meal deal for £20. I was listening to a very horrible audiobook about the patriarchy and decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get myself a £20 meal deal in this shop. And I went in and I had a chicken soup, which was fine. There was white chicken in that, with like noodles and stuff like that. And then I ordered chicken thighs on roasted vegetables. And I could see it was not cooked properly, but I didn't want to be rude to the waiter, so I just ate the pink chicken. I swear to God, I am going to make tea towels that say, it's not polite to eat pink chicken. Don't do it. I mean, who was I trying to save? Whose feelings was I trying to... I looked at it. It was that weird thing of like, I would describe it as a sunset over a misty moor. Do you know? It was pink and grey at the same time, which is a beautiful image for a landscape, but not so good for cooked chicken. That should have been like, you know, that old saying, red sky at night, shepherd's delight, pink chicken in the evening. you're going to be very unwell in the morning. And I'm going to give it 1 star out of 5.
Pink chicken in the evening, you're going to be heaving.
There we go. I wish it was just heaving, Daniel. Like, we need to add a bit more nuance to that.
Okay. I've got this.
Yeah,
pink chicken in the evening, you're going to be heaving. And then PTO on the bottom of the tea towel, out of your arse.
That's my PTO on everything, is out of your arse.
If the chicken is pink, you'll shit in the sink.
Yeah. If the chicken is pink, it's going to be stink. You know, it's not going to have... So, pink chicken, 1 star. 1 star. But I would give the restaurant 3 stars. I shouldn't have went in. It was empty. Why did I think... I was like, oh, this is going to be a cool new spot that no one knows about. And it's just genuinely because their food hygiene is very bad.
I like the way you said, it happened to me. That was the phrase you used.
I let it happen, it happened to me. Let's yeah. discuss this, yeah.
You actively did this to yourself.
Somehow, somebody held you down, a chicken ran over, plucked itself, killed itself yes. in yes. front of you, but made sure it was far enough away from a heat source to it not cook itself.
Yes!
And with its dying breath, because it could still move around after it's headless, right? Jumped into your waiting mouth.
Yes!
I can't believe you that you were nodding along to a book about the like oppressions that are put onto women to consent to things that they're not entirely yes. comfortable with while yes. gagging down raw chicken. Inedible. The one thing that you are not meant to eat.
Yes, because I wanted to be polite to the male waiter. Like, genuinely, I need to read that book more. There's a definite issue there.
Now it's time for our festival section. This is the most exciting news all week. You know I love my crypto stuff. This is a video that's gone out publicizing CryptoLand. This is a story that comes around again and again in which crypto utopians, crypto maximalists try to leap forth from the mainstream of society and create their own society of crypto bros and sisters, and inevitably fall short at the feet of something like Rubbish Collection. Neil Delamere, you've got crypto bros. What is this story about?
Yes, some crypto bros are trying to buy an island in Fiji and set up crypto land. And you can use NFTs to buy parcels of land. It's about a square mile, I think it is. And this sounds like an absolutely disastrous idea. I'll be perfectly honest with you. Some will argue that this is about the evolution of money. And we know that money was salt, then it was gold. It was cattle in Ireland for a long time, then coins, then notes. I'd argue notes are better than cattle. Have you ever tried to snort coke through a heifer? Very difficult. Very, very difficult.
It's got four stomachs.
Oh, it's got four stomachs. I mean, she has a great time, but I mean, the stuff you get out the other end, not great. I would say it is harder to counterfeit cattle, so that is a plus for them. Like, you can't walk into a shop and go, please, oh, I like your goods. Please accept this calf as payment. And they're like, that's not a calf. That's a dog in a leather jacket. You're fooling nobody.
But actually, cool, they're all dog. Just catfish.
They're all, it's a cattlefish. pretend the catfish have jumped. They're pretending to be other species. It's evolution. But this sounds like, it sounds like a Ponzi scheme. Like, you pay for stuff in cryptocurrency, and the shortened version of the cryptocurrency, like ETH, is Ethereum, and this is a con, and you're like,
you can't say they weren't warned. You can't say. What's amazing about this place is that, like, there's been some questions on Twitter. Somebody asked, what is the age of consent on CryptoLand? And CryptoLand replied from their official tweet, their official Twitter account said, mental maturity should be more than enough. Winky smiley face. Which, I like, imagine going to court and, you know, you're on the defence and you're like, excuse me, Your Honour, the mental maturity should be more than enough. Smiley winky face. Like, and then they tried to say that, what kind of island are they trying to build? I mean, this island's already been done. You know, a pioneer in that market would have been Epstein. But it's just a very, very weird thing. It feels like Disneyland in a way, that it's really there for emotionally immature people and weird older people who should know better. You know, it feels like Disneyland in that respect.
Except in the way that it isn't like Disneyland, in that there aren't people who are going to think through the complex logistics of actually running a society. These are people who will say, the market will decide, and the market will decide that nobody can have any milk.
Yeah, yeah. The market will decide, why hasn't it rained? Yeah, good luck with that. The NASDAQ has decided there's no food today.
Well, the market does know best. Yes.
Listen, that's going to turn into Lord of the Flies within about an hour, I'd say.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
There'll be these bros battering the shit out of each other with racquetball or squash or whatever the f*** these people play in films. Listen, put down your strangling each other with red braces. That's how I imagine it in my head.
fantasizing about an island like this is what young teenage boys do now instead of masturbating. Like, this is, unfortunately... Did you guys actually watch the video? It's completely bananas.
It's incredibly bananas. What's the name of that mascot? The coin thing? That it, number one, what's bananas about? They're all white people depicted in it. Did you notice that? Like, the island is filled with white people. There's no people of colour on their depiction of what this island is going to be.
I really hope that this whole scheme is from somebody who is a person of colour.
Yeah, just put them all on an island.
Yeah, yeah. Ha ha.
Push it out to
I was
to
watching
see.
It. I go, this Ponzi scheme needs more representation. Like, I'm looking at this and I'm going like, where are the people of colour on this weird Ponzi island?
Everybody should have a chance to lose all their money and be bereft for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. And the way they treat women on it, that whole video, what is it, like 12 minutes long that they made? And they even have like a behind the scenes kind of clip of like, we worked for years on this. And you're like, what? The bottom half of the helicopter isn't even animated properly. Like, it's very, don't tell me how much time you spent on this very, very bad depiction. It's like a child bringing you up a macaroni picture. And they're looking at it and it's like, I took 3 years to make this. And I'm like, I'm now unimpressed. I was impressed before, but now you've told me how long it's taken you. And now I take back my impressed. Like,
I love how specific that is. The bottom half of the helicopter was not animated properly. Please can we get rid of one judge from Dragon's Den and put Alison Spittle there? Some guy comes in with a new cryptocurrency that will actually probably work and revolutionize the world. And Alison's like, your left shoe, the heel, is slightly more scuffed than the right shoe. Africa will not get microfinance. Bye-bye.
Going, this walking coin isn't walking properly. Like, that is not the natural movement of a coin. Is what's this coin made out of? Is it meat or is it metal? Because it's moving like a meaty coin, and that freaked me out.
The natural movement of a coin is rolling or at rest.
Absolutely.
I would suggest walking in any way, shape, being bitten by... Absolutely. Being flicked by a referee. That's about it.
Yeah. No, this walking coin with sunglasses on who's shouting memes. I was looking at that going, that's not realistic.
Being flicked by a lord to a peasant stable boy. Sorry, carry on.
Yes, resting on a dead Greek's eyes.
There we go. Not conning a young man out of his money by offering him the chance to look at three different women in the eye and eventually bring one to a boat. It was so weird. It was the whole depiction. It was kind of going, please come to our island. You can f*** one of these three women that we have working in the service industry in the island, which is not weird at all. Like, it was just very odd. It was just, how did you feel about it, Alice?
I felt deeply awkward about it. As I said, I think this is an odd sort of teen boys fantasy / advertisement for the new season of The Bachelor, which I, for one, will be watching. When they all turn in desperation to one another. You know, strange things happen at sea.
International waters.
International waters.
There's no age consent. Smiley winky face.
Well, mental maturity should be the measure, in which case none of them get to f*** at all.
I know, yeah. That would be great if they got to that island and you're like, it's illegal to f***. Like, you cannot.
Just a 14-year-old girl going, sorry, mate, you're not mentally mature enough for me.
I think any law that has a smiley winky face after it is slightly worrying. Like, if they went, absolutely, rob the bank, we don't have the death penalty in this state.
Yeah!
I love that you think that's the sound effect for the smiley winky face.
But it is! Isn't
but it,
it
is!
I closed my eyes and I was like, he's winking.
Okay, I'll tell you, we're going to find out if I'm right or wrong. People are going to listen to this podcast and they're going to go, what do they imagine in their head when I do this?
You sound like Elvis mid-coitus.
And then at the end, thank you very much.
Elvis has left the building. He's left the building.
And that's all the time we have for the magazine this week. We're flipping through the ads at the end of the magazine. Neil, do you have anything to plug other than yourself on Dancing with the Stars Island?
No, I'm doing a tour, so they can check out the dates on neildelamere.com / gigs. And That's it, yeah. I'll be around and about.
Alison, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm going to plug my podcast. I got Wheel of Misfortune on BBC Sounds. We got some great guests coming up. Mark Watson is going to be on soon. And we've had Neil Delamere on before. And I'd love to get you on, Alice, by the way. That would be so freaking cool. Also, I'm on social media at Alison Spittle and at Instagram as well. But I am giving it up. So you can go there and follow me. And then just, you know that I'm okay by not posting. And when I do post, you go, Alison, please stop posting on social media and eating pink chicken. You need to turn your life around. And so I'm asking the listeners to help me in my life and to keep me on the right path of, white chicken that's fully cooked and a brain that's not destroyed by the discourse.
Well, if you want to stay on the right path, I know some goldfish with an excellent sense of direction. Go and seek out both of these guests. I'm Alice Fraser. You can find me online at alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, on Instagram and Twitter, or look me up on patreon.com/AliceFraser. It's a one-stop shop for all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, blogs, and upcoming dates, as well as my weekly Tea with Alice salons. You're listening to The Gargle. It is a Bugle podcast and Alice Fraser production. Your editor is Ped Hunter. Your executive producer is Christopher Skinner. I'll talk to you again next week.
You can listen to other programs from The Bugle, including The Bugle, The Last Post, Tiny Revolutions, and The Gargle, wherever you find your podcasts.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.